Numbers chapter 29, this is about the Day of Atonement. In the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy gathering. You shall do no servile work. It's a day of blowing of trumpets to you. Again and again they're told that on the days of the feasts they were to do no servile work, and it was the same with the Sabbath. It's as if God wanted them to focus upon his work for them, his salvation. But there's always a strong tendency amongst us as humans to think that we can do it in our own strength and by our own works. Think of how David says, oh, I want to build a temple for God. And God says, no, I don't want a temple. No, I don't want you to build me a house. I will build you a house. And unfortunately, although David initially accepts that, it seems that over the years he slipped back to this desire to serve God by works. And so he insisted on going ahead with plans for the temple. So, for the Day of Atonement, you shall offer a burnt offering for a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. Now, this is a great idea that, as it were, God smells a pleasing smell. We can please God. You and I, the little people that we are here on this earth, we can please God in heaven. We who are so weak compared to him. So they were to offer various burnt offerings, and one male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the new moon and the grain offering for it, and their drink and meat offerings. On the tenth day of this seventh month you shall have a holy gathering, and you shall afflict your souls. You shall do no kind of work, but you shall offer a burnt offering and a male goat for a sin offering, beside the continual burnt offering. So this continual burnt offering of lambs every morning and every evening, they were to never miss that. Even if they were in the midst of keeping some other feast, they were to never forget that daily burnt offering. And I think that that is a pattern to us, that whatever we're doing in the Lord's service, there always must be that quiet time in the morning and in the evening where we dedicate ourselves to God and to the Lord Jesus. Now, of course, Paul makes a big thing about the Day of Atonement in the New Testament, and he says the fact they needed a Day of Atonement once a year showed that in some way all the blood of the animals that had been offered for sin offerings in the year before that somehow hadn't achieved total forgiveness, or else there would not have been the need for this Day of Atonement. So within the Law of Moses itself, there was always this message about its own inadequacy and always the hint that there was something greater to come. A sin offering offered on a Day of Atonement, as it were, that would really atone for all sin once for all time. And it moves on to the Feast of Tabernacles. On the 15th day of the seventh month you shall have a holy gathering. Do no servile work. Keep a feast to Yahweh 7 days. You shall offer a burnt offering made by fire, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, and the little offerings as well, the grain offering and the drink offering. Always God loves the little regular offerings. That's so important to him. So they were to offer the sacrifices on the various days of the 7 days of the feast. And on the eighth day you shall have a solemn assembly and do no servile work, but you shall offer a burnt offering made by fire of a pleasant aroma to Yahweh. So the Feast of Tabernacles was really to celebrate what God had done for them. And we read elsewhere that they lived in booths that they made from like willow branches and things like that. So a fair amount of Israel's time every year was spent in the feasts, and it stresses, you shall do no servile work. Of course, if they were obedient to the covenant, they would have had huge harvests, and they wouldn't have needed to work that hard. And so the tendency would have been, though, to work, to gather in as much harvest as possible. And God says, don't do that. All the time he is against glorifying labour for its own sake, which is really glorifying the curse that in the sweat of your face you will eat bread, because he didn't want them to be doing that all the time. And you need to bear that in mind in your decisions about study, about work, about how you structure your life, that God basically wants you to make as much time as you can for Him.